Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Hey, Matt.
Saw, dude.
How chill are you?
Hella chill.
Hella chill.
Look at how chill I am. Chiller than you, dude.
You are. Right now, you are chiller than I am. That is 100% straight truth.
Most chill.
Welcome to the Who Goes Where Podcast, episode 252. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
This is Chris.
Chris is here.
I am not chill.
Did you blow out your butthole?
Blew out my butthole.
When I walk in and it's not just you two, it doesn't matter who it is. It's not because it's you, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm always like,
what happened?
What am I going to do?
I've been replaced.
Oh, no.
Where am I going to put my fucking drum fills? There's not enough room in the band.
Yeah, dude. He's all about the drum fills.
I'm all about, I got to put like some awesome flair. And if you guys are like on a thing, then I got to learn how to jam with this new player. And so then it's like, oh, that autist fucking Phil wouldn't go here.
Dude, it's all jazz, baby.
Right.
It's all jazz.
Right.
He knows what's up. Yeah.
I look for the space.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
Don't worry, young blood. I got you.
Young blood. I'll feed you, baby bird.
We could start a band, all of us together.
Oh, God.
We got the drummer, the bassist, and the guitar player, singer, and then George.
It would be the shittiest fucking...
George?
It would be the shittiest screamo band.
Hell yeah.
Well, we kind of...
I'm in it.
Kind of already did.
Did we?
Well, we haven't played together yet.
Chris and I.
Yeah, I heard you guys were doing some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could. Yeah. It would just be,
That would be fun just to do for frights and pints and shit like that.
It would be fun.
The Who Goes There house band?
Like, if we don't take it seriously, it won't fall apart.
We'll
That's
write our own goddamn theme bands. Song.
Oh, I'm too old to take anything too seriously.
That's what I'm saying. You know when you're at a point in a band and then someone starts saying like, so what genre are we going for? And it's like, oh God, here we go.
When are we going to go on tour, dude?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, we need to start taking this seriously or it's never going to go anywhere.
Then it starts.
That's the whole
bad.
Point, right? To go on tour? Like, that's what.
That's the whole point of having a band is that
it's
on tour.
No. Not to play music or love your instrument or like, you know.
The point.
Fuck that.
Of all of this, is to make more records.
To get laid.
It's true.
Ah, shit.
Make more records. Ah.
So, that thing you do? No? All right.
I never saw that movie.
What?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I don't, not lack, that thing you do?
Oh, it's all right.
Not from lack of interest. I just didn't.
Well, I said it's all right. I mean, I don't like it.
Excuse me? Tom
Hanks directed that.
Tom Hanks directed and wrote it.
Yeah, and wrote that.
Yeah.
And co-wrote the song.
All right. That's a good song.
Doing that thing you
Hey, Matt.
Do.
Saw, dude.
What have you seen, dude?
I have seen fuck all.
Really?
I've been watching Money Heist this week.
What is that? Money Train with Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes?
No, Money Heist. It's a Spanish show.
How would you say this to me?
It's a good show. Third season is...
So Money Heist isn't the actual title then?
It's like House of Paper or something in Spanish.
Is it Casa de Papel?
I think so. I could be wrong. I don't know the Spanish title, but it's called Money Heist. We've been watching that a lot. We did watch the first couple episodes of that new
what is
Netflix
it on?
Show. Netflix. That new Netflix show, I'm Not Okay With This.
I watched that too.
Yeah. We're only like two episodes deep, but it's good so far. I'm really into it. And I think it's by the same people who did End of the Fucking World. Yeah. Which,
dude,
I didn't watch the second season of that because I'm like, after the end of the first season, I don't want to watch the second season.
I'm so kind of just not going to because I kind of feel like the first season was so perfect.
It should have ended right there.
That was the ending.
I am not okay with this. I was going to talk about it. Really, really freaking good.
Yeah, I like it. That girl that played Bev in It, she's good enough to hold kind of the whole thing, like all by herself.
I haven't seen it. Do you guys, the reviews I had read said that she was good. They said that the dramatic elements were good, but they said that the plot was kind of like, eh.
I mean, she's a teenage girl figuring out that she's got superpowers.
It's basically any John Hughes movie with superpowers.
Right. So it sinks or swims based upon the appeal of the...
Yeah. If you're into like the super...
carrying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, and I mean, if you like that whole 80s, like, you know, kids in high school kind of...
I would watch The Breakfast Club if they all had superpowers. That'd be fucking
sick. Yeah, right? Hell yeah. They sure as shit wouldn't have been stuck in detention, I'll tell you what.
Fuck no.
Unless the high school was like a superpower high school. And they'd have like power dampening rooms.
It's like Sky High.
Yeah.
Sky
Principal
High.
Would you, yeah.
Wait, wasn't like,
that was wasn't that bad.
That was a Kurt Russell movie,
yeah.
Sky High.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But the principal was like, you mess with the bull, you get the horns, and then they just like laser his dick off. And they
Yeah. And then but Kurt Russell's like left with the dick.
Fuck like Thanos. Like so.
Kurt Russell would be?
No, well, like the principal.
Oh,
like,
oh,
in
oh.
a school like that.
Oh, like you're talking about Breakfast Club again.
Yeah.
Before I forget, I have something for you in the car. Remind me to get it on the break.
Cosmic
it's,
and
hey,
I said Cosmic
Spoiler alert, it's zip ties and a gag.
Yeah. What's that have to do with Cosmic fuck, though?
I'm going to kidnap
you'll
you
find
and
out.
Force you to deadlift. And then
get
I watched
the fucking go away.
I wait to just fucking destroy deadlifts when I start doing them. Just so you
one day.
Yeah.
And then I watched Bloodsucker Jones and Bloodsucker Jones and the Creeping Death.
Oh,
how was the second one?
It's funny. It's the same shit. More of the same. I'll let you. Oh wait, no, I don't have it on DVD.
I'll let you. Never mind.
I'll let you. I won't let you.
I'll let you.
I'll send you the screener link I have.
All right, fair.
Ah, yes, that also works.
They did send it to
that also works.
Their Twitter. So,
ah, cool. So that's it.
Yep.
What about you, Chris?
Oh, I had to write this down because I knew I was going to be exhausted by the time I got here, and I didn't want to forget. I didn't smoke weed, but I am very tired.
A whole lot cooler if you did.
So, well, I did. I did watch something last night that I'll talk about. But if you saw my Instagram, you know what it is.
I did not, but I spoiled myself.
I have been listening to a podcast called Old Gods of Appalachia. Has anyone listened to that?
I have heard of. Thing.
It's very, very well done. It's very good. It's a scripted podcast with very, very, very good production quality. Think about like Cthulhu type supernatural goings on in the Appalachian Mountains. Like it's very, very cool.
So basically the real world. That's already what's happening.
Yes, and again there's like actual stuff going on. I suggest you just go and listen to it. The way they set it up is really cool too. I don't want to give too much away, but it's really, really,
what's
really
it, what's it cow?
It's called Old Gods of Appalachia. And the cool thing about it is each episode is only like 14 minutes long. So like for me, my drive to work is only 15 minutes. So I can like just rip one on the way to work. And
I ripped one in the car on the way over here.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But yeah, you can like, you know, sometimes people have like these 2-hour long podcasts and I'm like, dude, I don't have fucking time for that shit. And
what is this? 3B zine?
Yeah.
Oh, got him.
Jinx. So there's that. And then I did watch last night my wife. So the coolest thing happened recently is that I have had a love for Kiss, as anybody who knows me knows.
I've noticed this. Yes. You have gone on a Chris.
A Chris Kiss bender.
Chris Kiss binge.
This is why it's been more prominent. If you like ask Matt, I have loved Kiss pretty much my whole life. But
He's always asking about my love gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was like, man, I stole his love. Yeah. But then so
he's talking about his dick.
The reason it's been more prominent lately is because I've made Veronica a fan. And so she's been like, tell me all about it. And da, da, da. I'm like, well, you have to know this and you have to know that. Anyway, so the whole reason that we watched this last night is because she found out that Kiss made a movie back in, I think it was 78, like at the height of their popularity. And it's called Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. And it's notoriously fucking terrible. And you can't find it anywhere. Mm. But she found
You're shocked?
No, well, you know, it's a trend with musicians, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
No, and
have
there
you
is
heard
a reason.
About the new Slipknot movie? Is that what you're talking about?
Wait, have you seen Officer Down?
No.
It's a piece of fucking shit. But that was Sean Crahan, the clown directed it.
Oh.
Yeah, based off a comic book, and it is not good.
The clown doesn't do shit except hit like metal kegs.
Yeah, cling.
Yeah,
he's a percussionist.
Yeah, I know.
That's true. He's not a drummer.
Just by going.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Anyways, so she found some fucking bootleg copy thing. It was actually really neat, but like we watched it last night, and it was deliciously bad. The first part of it, you're like, what the fuck is this bullshit? But then there's a part where Kiss starts fighting like Frankenstein and the Mummy and Dracula and shit like that, and you're like, this is what I live for. And it was amazing. Yeah. So I watched that.
It was produced in the 80s?
70s. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Kiss has been around for 106 years.
Yeah. Actually, they have been a band for 45 years.
Yeah, that's bananas.
So it's kind of crazy.
They went into they went into hibernation in the early 90s, and then now they're back.
Yeah. Kiss is the band that took Rush under their wing, of all fucking bands.
Really? They, you know that? Yeah, they have. They're fucking, yeah. Well, oh,
they
no.
They respected the fuck out of Rush. Totally different deal. But yeah, there was a really good Rush documentary called Beyond the Lighted Stage. I'm going to mention this because Neil Peart fucking died recently. But Gene Simmons was on there. He's talking about after the show, there's all this debauchery going on with Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this fucking, all the drugs, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And they go in Rush's fucking hotel room, and Neil Peart's reading, and Alex Lifeson is sleeping. And Geddy Lee is practicing his bass, and he's like, what are they? Are they gay? Like, what's going on here?
No, they're fucking nerds.
Total fucking nerds.
But, well, interesting fact, and not a lot of people know this, Gene Simmons doesn't drink or do drugs. Never has.
He's like old Andrew W.K.
He kept his fucking head about
Andrew W.K. is a mess now.
Yeah, he's a disaster.
He's a fun mess.
Yeah. Yeah, he's surrounded by all that excess, but he had his wits about him.
Yeah. And that, well, yeah, him and Paul Stanley, and that's the reason they're the only two still going, because actually Ace Frehley, and you can see it in this movie that we watched.
When he turned into a cat.
That's Peter Criss.
Fuck.
Yeah, Ace Frehley.
Nobody wants to be Peter Criss, not even Peter Criss.
Such a fucking mess that he has this running gag in the movie where he, like, someone will say something, someone else will say something, he'll just go, ah! And the reason he has that, I'm not even exaggerating. The reason he has that is when they were writing the movie and they were trying to get everyone's personalities down, they would be like, well, we kind of do this and this. I say this sometimes, blah, blah. They would try and talk to Ace Frehley, and he was so fucked up that all he would do is go, ah. So they're like, all right, so that's what he's going to say then.
Is he the cat?
That's my guy
He's the space child. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. He's the guy with the glittery silver. No, that's Paul Stanley. Oh, okay. Paul Stanley is the one that has the star, and then the Ace Frehley is the spaceman.
Which one's the cat?
That's Peter Criss.
Hey, he blew his butthole.
Mama butthole! That's good shit.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anyways, there's that.
That's cool, man.
I have some stuff that I want to see, for sure.
What is that?
Saint Maud.
Oh, yes. Yep.
That looks really good.
Hey, motherfucking 24.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have not seen the trailer, so I have no idea, but I know it's another Exorcist.
You probably
movie.
Hate it.
But I'm sure we're going to get into news. I'd move on to what you've seen.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Narcos. Sorry, I finished season two.
I've heard good things.
Fucking A. Anyway, that's it.
Yeah, I'm. Let me get to...
Morale?
It's so good.
Get this out of the way real quick.
Oh, boy. Hi, Sophia.
Well, that too.
Hi, Sophia.
Well, yeah. Pee-wee's Big Adventure was a 35th anniversary screening with Paul Reubens in it.
Is that the last thing that was playing at the theater?
Spreckles? This was at Spreckles. Oh, this wasn't at fucking the Kinston.
Everybody went to this.
Yeah, this was sold out at Spreckles, as a matter of fact. And so it was fucking packed. And, dude, okay, number one, I'd never seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great film to watch with a huge audience, with everyone who loves it. So that was cool. The movie, just to go, everyone's seen this fucking movie.
Yep. Yeah.
I've never seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God. No, but
I should have let that go a little bit longer.
The structure of this fucking movie, though. Okay, I mean, look, I know you've seen it, but The Breakfast Machine, The Stunt Bikers in the Park, The Magic Shop, Brawl with Francis in the Pool, The Basement Meeting with fucking Amazing Larry, which is one of my favorite fucking scenes ever. Mm-hmm. Hissing at the guys in the alley before the palm reader. Then there's Mickey the convict and the pervy cops, and they fall off the cliff. Then there's that like minimal animated bit with his eyes with all the animals. Then there's fucking Large Marge. Then there's Simone and Andy and the fucking dinosaurs.
What's your big butt?
Then there's like, exactly. Yeah, the hobo and the train, the Alamo, the rodeo, Dance Tequila with the bikers, and the dominatrix Elvira. Elvira's in the fucking movie.
Yep.
Did you know that's her?
Yeah. She's the biker chick.
Yeah. See, yeah. I didn't know that until watching this in the theater. I'm like, wait, she looks familiar.
They're really good friends. Like,
yeah,
they're
that's
immensely
what he said.
Good friends. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then the clown dream sequence. Yeah. Fucking Danny Elfman's first score ever. And when he was asked, because it was really cool, too, because they had this MTV premiere footage from 85 when it came out. So Mr. T's there and all these people are there.
Jesus Christ.
It was fucking awesome, dude. But Danny Elfman, he said when he was asked to do the score by Tim Burton, he thought he was going to be like doing Oingo Boingo songs for the movie. And he's like, no, we want something like orchestral. So he'd never even fucked with an orchestra.
Wow.
Do you fuck with the orchestra?
Yeah.
Do you fuck with it?
But Anyway, to go, and then like the Warner Brothers lot with Santa Claus and Godzilla and the Twisted Sister and the Beach Party. This movie's fucking awesome, dude. It's a really great movie.
I still, every now and then, I still get that little snip of that song that, don't you see no evil, don't you hear no evil.
You're gonna burn in hell. It's a great fucking movie.
It's pretty good.
But, question, how much masturbating took place in this theater?
It was all like thought forms. Well, so there was all this astral.
It was all mental. Astral cum.
Can't arrest you for that.
At a different level of density, everyone was waiting through each other's cum, but you couldn't see it. You couldn't feel it with your tactile.
It's cosmic cum.
Exactly. Cosmic
cum. But there was no hand to genital contact. It was all these machines, like the breakfast machine.
It was aura.
What are those things called? Thank you.
Rube Goldberg.
But then Paul Rubens came out and talked to the audience. Only and on cool stuff here. Like, he fought for the right director for this because they kept throwing him like John Landis and Ivan Reitman, and then like a couple guys he didn't like at all because they're like, it's a comedy. He's like, no, I want someone who likes art direction and with some style. And they're like, it's a comedy. Why do you need that? And then so he found Tim Burton through some friends. and basically they said, well, we're not going to green light this unless you do this. He's like, well, fine, I'm not going to do it then. And his inspiration for this was Stallone. And he said, basically, I owe Sylvester Stallone a huge debt of gratitude. And everyone started laughing their ass off because when he made Rocky, whenever he shopped around that script, everyone wanted to do that movie. And they said, okay, we'll give it to Paul Newman. He's all, no, this part's for me. Like, I'm Rocky, or else the script is not yours. And he fucking turned down like three studios. And if he hadn't done that. Anyway, that was Paul Rubens' fucking weird ass inspiration to just tell them no.
A lot of people don't know how fucking, like, actually artistic Sylvester Stallone really is.
For sure.
I'm being serious.
Got a huge dong, too.
That born? Hey, dude. He was fucking, at the end of his rope, bro.
Dude, you could fucking take a rope. Take that thing out of a swimming hole.
I mean, it's not that big.
Oh, that's an old Chris meme.
Oh, dog. You guys should just compare dongs right now.
And then it's like, oh.
Chris versus Rhett in a dong off.
Dude, you know, I'm...
What you think?
He's flustered.
I might have the girth.
Okay.
I might have the girth.
Well, Chris is packing like 14.
That I don't got that. We don't got that.
Well, you got like that 18.
Can
though.
We edit that part?
No.
Fuck.
Oh, he's bashful.
Yeah. No. So, did you guys know Phil Hartman wrote fucking the screenplay with Paul Rubens and two other guys for this?
No.
Phil motherfucking Hartman.
R.I.P.
Shot in the face by his wife, Phil Hartman. And he talked about
his wife, Phil Hartman. Her name's
Wyman, too. Yeah. Hartman, shot in his face by
Philomena.
She's like, there can't be two of us.
And then there was a couple of landed him.
She takes her fucking mask off. I was Phil Hartman all along.
Fucking Twin Peaks fever dream.
And there's this really great bit where Tim Burton, Paul Rubens was talking about him and Tim Burton arranging props and like arranging every little thing in the house. And then they you know how his front yard's full of all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Tim Burton's like, no, we need another truckload of stuff. Go get more stuff. And they're arranging it. And then the old dudes that are like set hands and everything, they're laughing. They're like, the lead actor and the director are there trying to art direct. And they're like having a ball laughing at these guys about it. Because they were both like that. They were both like, no, Godzilla needs to be right here in the window. And this needs to be here.
Weird.
So it's that fucking, that kind of deal. And there was this great bit with Danny Elfman again. When they said, are you guys in the studio right now? And they're like, yeah, Oingo Boingo, we're in the studio recording. And they're like, what's the name of the album? He's all, the working title is Dead Man's Party. And it was like, that's fucking awesome. Like, they hadn't even decided if that was
that's album. Crazy.
But yeah, so it was really cool. And he talked a lot about, I mean, just regular Hollywood stuff without going on and on and on. But it was a great fucking time. And he's just...
Did he talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer at all?
He didn't. Why?
Because he was in it.
He's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit, right?
Oh, like he was one of the main characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't talk about Buffy at all.
Okay.
I think he just tried to keep it to the Pee-wee stuff.
Mm.
That footage they showed before and after, though, of the MTV premiere was really cool. And then I watched The Witch.
Which?
The Robert Eggers.
Eggers? Is that the first time you've seen it?
No. But
no, but, you know, I just wanted to say I watched it.
No, well, no, confession, I hadn't seen it since 2016 when it came out in the theater. So, yeah, I hadn't given
we
it
We all watched that together, right?
The three of us? We did it with Titty Bats.
That's right.
It's kind of interesting because today it popped up on the Instagram page that was the episode you guys recorded this week.
Oh, it had done?
This week? What, 4 years ago?
Yep.
Something Jesus like Christ.
Oh. And slapped it up, which was weird because I saw it after watching it, you know, but...
Synchronicity, baby.
Wow.
And Sophia. We already did it.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't do it.
Okay, cool.
And then I watched Toy Story 4 again.
Oh, good Christ.
And it was great.
Noah, so I've only watched the thing that we talked about earlier, so nothing further to report. All I do is work right now, so.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. Any news that we should get to?
Well, in preparation for, what's that movie? We're to St. Maud. AMC is putting a certain amount of movies in theaters for their She Is Risen event.
Which movie? The Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby, and The Conjuring.
Yeah. I would love to see The Exorcist in theaters.
Dude, I saw it. It's probably the same time. It was back when I was in high school.
We were like 18.
Yeah, I saw it three times in the movie theater.
That's tight.
Once with my mom, once with my girlfriend, and once with my friends.
The Exorcism in theaters would be... pretty
it's fucking intense.
It's fucking
great. Yeah. And some of the best scenes are those hospital scenes, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The editing in those.
The one, this, and still to the day, it's like it's burned into my fucking retinas, is the one where the priest, like, he sees her stomach, and then all of a sudden the fucking words just rise, help me, like, out of her. There's such great sound quality in that movie. Like, the score is just absolutely killer.
It's a pretty good movie.
Got some bad shit going on, dude.
Yeah, so.
Some bad juju.
It does, though.
Saint Maud, Saint Maud comes out on.
What's the deal with Saint Maud? I ain't heard shit.
Saint Maud is a debut film from a lady named, I think, Rose Glass or something along those lines.
Rose Glasses.
But they call her Mrs. Glass.
Used to call her Mrs. Glass. But it's a new A24 horror movie. It's about a lady who's trying to demonstrate her piety to Christ by putting herself in all sorts of torment, which is fantastic. Because
it's like Da Vinci Code.
But she's also like a living nurse.
No, it's not like the Da Vinci Code.
It's exactly.
Yeah, like she's a living. Yeah, I read some. Yeah, I mean that a lady. She's trying to save a lady, and then when she finds out the lady put her on, it plunges her into this fucking.
Did she put her on? Or like she just finds out that she's not religious.
Yeah,
she keeps trying to.
I
only watched the trailer. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I read a few reviews. So yeah, I don't want to talk. I mean, in that sense, there's probably more spoilers in those reviews than people would like to hear.
I was gonna say, yeah. All I know is I just saw the trailer and it just looks like she's like trying to help. I don't fucking know.
Saint Maud.
Saint Maud.
Speaking of stuff being spoiled in trailers, did you guys see the conversation that was going on with Jason Blum on Twitter? Somebody text him. Somebody tweeted at him and was like,
"Okay, sure.
Hey, can you do something about your company like giving away the whole movie in trailers?" And he said that basically it was something that they had to do because there's so much content out there that it's the only way to get people off of their couches and away from Netflix.
Hmm.
And mostly they were talking
about put out a better movie.
Dude, that was my response.
Blumhouse.
But it was mostly about Invisible Man because apparently you give away most of the movie in the trailer.
People were really upset. Sorry. Were upset with there was one. Everyone just kept saying the paint gag. And they were like, you gave it away in the trailer. And it's like this thing that if they hadn't seen it in the trailer, it would have been like a really fucking cool part.
Yikes.
Completely forgot to mention. Yeah, I saw Invisible Man in theaters. And presumably we're going to do it next week or something, right? I think that would be wise.
I think that's a good idea. So then don't say anything about
that.
Okay,
or the lodge.
Well, I will say that I with my experience, Rhett, was not ruined by the trailer.
Okay.
Rhett, you can decide right now, are we doing the lodge or are we doing Invisible Man? And whichever one we're not doing, tell us what you thought of the other one.
That's fucked up.
Is it?
Why don't we wait to do the lodge?
It's a real Sophie's Choice thing going on here.
It really is.
I'm going to wait to do the lodge. Invisible Man's in theaters and it has buzz and it should have buzz, so we should do it.
What about the lodge?
What I think about The Lodge?
Yeah.
I fucking loved The Lodge. I liked it. Like, I liked it as much as I like, you know what, other stuff.
D?
I don't know what.
A24 shit. Oh, it's really good. Like, fucking Eggers and Ari Aster shit.
That's good to know, because it didn't really get that good of reviews.
It got 72.
Why? Because it was shit.
Oh, you saw it too.
I saw it in Telluride.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it got a 72% run.
Well, that means... We have to tug of war with George.
God, your guys' conversation is making George yawn with excitement.
It was good. No, it wasn't.
Oh my God. A D-lord about it, but the reviews that liked it gave it 4.5 or 5 stars. So this is not the reviews were pretty fucking solid, actually. A Metacritic was a 74. That's a median average score.
It's an okay score.
on it for a horror movie?
That's a C. Look, that's, that's a solid C.
That's a solid C.
No, it's not on Metacritic. That's not Metacritic.
You're
that's
in
not,
you're in school right now. That's a solid C.
It's almost a C plus.
You guys, that's nah, not how that's, Metacritic that's works.
A 76 would be a that's C plus.
Not how 76, 76 would be a C plus.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's almost
not
a C plus.
It's not a letter grade on Metacritic.
That's how is
median
it?
Median average score.
Well, I mean, hey, well, you know what?
On well, a, C is a median average.
Yeah, based out of 100.
Okay.
It's a C. How it's Metacritic a solid works C.
Is anything below 60 is yellow, which means that's
that means it's a D and you're about to fail, homie. Okay.
I don't think you guys look at Metacritic.
That's not how it works, dude. Is what he's trying to say.
That's not how it works. On Metacritic.
Can we?
Rotten Tomatoes, 72% means 72% of the reviews were positive, and the remainder were negative. They could be 2.5-star reviews. They could be 5-star reviews. It doesn't implicate that. So it doesn't mean that its median average is 72%. So yeah, you guys don't look at aggregating fucking websites enough to have this.
Well, fuck you right
well,
now.
Well, I feel insulted.
You don't, or else you
I feel
be
personally
fucking,
attacked.
I didn't make them up.
Guess I'm gonna go home and read some fucking aggregating reviews.
Well,
I'm
gonna
bone up on my aggregation skills.
I'm gonna aggregate this dick.
My aggregation.
I feel aggregated right now.
Well, I mean, however I come off, that's the fact of the website.
Well, you come off like a dick.
I come off like a guy who's been reading those.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
20 years.
Any other news?
No. Well, wait up. The Lodge was fucking good. And it was bleak as fuck. And it was not a good time. And that's what I want from a horror
it
movie.
It definitely
like
was not a good time.
Fuck no. It was not fucking that, Wolf Cop or whatever.
So that she. That She Is Risen event, Exorcist is March 13th, Rosemary's Baby March 20th, Conjuring March
27th. Nice.
I'm just saying I'm really looking forward to St. Maud. It looks pretty good, and I will keep my eye on the aggregation score.
Get aggregated, bitch.
It is worth noting when Shining came out, panned by critics.
Uh-huh.
And a variety of films are. So it's not like I go off of critics and that's it, but I look
it's okay.
Stuff.
You're allowed to be wrong.
About
it's,
what?
It's okay. About how
about
good
Metacritic's
the Lodge is.
Fucking aggregation.
No, about the Lodge.
The Lodge.
Keep. I just want to. I want to.
You should
keep...
watch it again.
I told you.
He's gonna not.
To.
You probably saw that movie on Indica, and that's not an Indica movie.
Oh, he's goodness. Podcasting on Indica. Right? That's for sure.
Yeah. I actually bailed on our own trivia at Telluride to go watch that movie, and I was so pissed. I was so mad.
What movie did you see before that? Something fun?
No, there's nothing fun to tell you. Well, Mutant Blast is super
there's
fun
nothing like fun to tell you, right?
No,
after Midnight, you really enjoyed that.
Yeah, but that's that not, fucking snippet. That's not something. Fun. Like, that's not a fun movie.
That's got
like,
fucking Lisa Loeb.
Mutant Blast is
that's
a fun
definitely
movie.
Right. That's not a fun movie.
That is not a fun movie.
Which one?
It's Fluff after Midnight. Is what I mean.
Oh. That Netflix show, Marianne, is not returning for a second season.
Which is fucking bizarre because it got wild reviews. Well,
it did like the first few episodes were terrifying and then it fell off hard.
Oh, is that right?
And then like it just kind of chased its own tail for the last like four episodes.
I hate when stuff does that.
Yeah, so that's not coming back. And then the coolest news is Dead by Daylight is coming to mobile, so now I can play it all the time.
Is that cool though?
For me it is, because I play Dead by Daylight all the goddamn time.
Play a different game.
I don't want to play a different game. Actually, that's not true. I do. I almost started playing Resident Evil 2 today.
I heard the remake for Resident Evil 3 is coming along fantastically.
It's going to be coming out soon. I mentioned it last week, and you're like, who cares?
Yeah.
You guys in your remakes and reboots and remasters, who cares?
That was George last week.
That's what I said when I was talking about Resident
this
Evil 3.
This is double talk. This is double speak, George, this week.
I was
week.
Like, well, they look good, and he's like, who cares?
What I did see was the Nemesis.
Nemesis.
God damn. The Nemesis
take a knee.
Is much improved. He's very much more brooding and
his
very much more
even bigger
stalking.
Than before.
Did I just say AFI? I meant AI. Your dumb is wearing off on me.
It's your fucking indica thought cloud, dude.
Oh my god.
We're getting a contact high from this idiot.
That's good.
The
shit.
End of this is just going to be us going,
well.
Day of the Dead series based off Romero's classic zombie movie. Sci-Fi ordered it. You hear about that?
Nah.
They're doing a Sci-Fi channel, supposedly, from what I heard, is doing. Every now and then does some okay programming.
You know, I kind of love the shit
that
Sci-Fi's
just hear that?
Been doing the last few years.
I think I just heard Uncle Creepy come from here.
Oh.
Oh, he loves that.
He loves Dawn of the Dead. He loves everything Romero.
That's true.
I don't like zombie. Yeah. I mean, the zombie stuff I like is Romero. Like, and fucking... Well,
that's because
like
you haven't seen later. Fulci.
I want to see fucking Fulci. Do you want to watch Fulci?
I'll watch some Fulci.
We'll watch The Beyond.
Yeah,
I do. Did you guys... Okay, you guys know who fucking
Paul W.S. Rudd?
Anderson is?
Yeah,
of course I do. Guy,
yeah,
Resident Evil. Motherfucking Evil.
I say that like I know you guys...
He's Mr. Jovovich.
I don't know names. Who is he?
He's Resident Evil director.
All the Resident Evils.
He's married to Mila Jovovich.
He's stupid Mila Jovovich.
Okay, and before you get like, oh, that's not that bad. Like, yes, it is, number one. But number
What's
two,
not that
okay.
bad? All those movies are bad.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
The first one
is okay.
With the Red Queen. And they get cubed and it's like fucking cubed.
Even two is pretty okay.
Nope. Okay, so Event
only because they threw in Jill Valentine.
Yeah,
he did Event Horizon.
Oh,
he
I
did,
love that movie.
He did Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
he did a bunch of other bullshit. Like, what was the one? Pompeii, not good. Anyway,
that's got
his
what's
new
his
movie
name
is Monster Hunter, based on the video game.
Yeah,
and with it Mila stars Jovovich. Guess who?
Mila
Jovovich.
Yeah,
I was gonna say Christian Bale.
So
I
she's
lost.
Hunting monsters instead of zombies. And
there
so,
should be a law against that kind of nepotism in Hollywood.
Well, yeah. So
if you make more than like three shitty movies together in succession, you should not be allowed to work together.
You should be killed.
Anymore. Well, yeah.
We got to talk about the new Candyman trailer.
That's in the new
movie. I was just going to ask
seen
if you...
it.
You haven't seen the new Candyman trailer?
Nope.
Have you seen it?
I have.
I don't have enough to go off of with this trailer. I mean, I obviously know Jordan Peele is a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And when people see that, like a lot of people don't discriminate. I don't think they see, oh, Jordan Peele. It's Jordan Peele. It's like, no, he's producing. He's not directing. Like, I know you understand that because we're fucking...
It pisses me off because no one's saying director so-and-so, which I feel bad. I don't even know her name. But
I don't know her name either. Yeah. And so that has more to do with how the film will turn out,
right.
Honestly. I mean, Peele's involved, but that means, you know...
He's mostly just paying for it.
Right, which you would think he'd have a standard of quality, but at the end of the day, even if he did, he's probably going to give the director final cut of their fucking movie.
Sure. All I can say is as somebody, so I think I've said this famously on the show that there was only ever two movies that scared the fuck out of me when I was a kid. There's two movies that I ever, ever, ever have scared me, and one was The Exorcist and the other one was Candyman. Mm. Candyman fucked me up as a child, and I watched it recently as an adult too, and it didn't fuck me up quite as bad. Still freaky as shit. I don't know. I watched the trailer and I don't know where they're going with it, but there was definitely a couple parts in the trailer where I was like, that could be scary as fuck.
It had the vibe going on a couple times. It seemed like it. You know
the bathroom scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bathroom scene and some of the editing and like how the people's react. It, you know, if it lives up to what they seem to be reacting to, because I don't know what they're reacting to, then yeah.
We'll One can only guess, right?
Plus, Virginia Madsen's in it, which is crazy as fuck. And so is, what's her name? Is it Vanessa Williams?
She was in the original.
And so is Vanessa Williams. She was in the original and she looks like she hasn't
aged. She's no longer blowing kisses in the wind.
She saved the best for last.
Yeah. Wasn't she the one that won like Miss America, but then they found her nude photos and they took it away from her?
Yeah, she was
different
too
Vanessa
fine,
Williams.
So they took it away from
yeah,
her.
Yeah, they were like, oh, dude, you can only.
They're like,
act
damn,
like
your tits look that
TV.
Good. Nope.
Wait a minute.
You know, and if you want to watch
we only
Candyman,
see 90% of your tits.
All
not all
three
of them.
Yeah. Candyman movies are on Amazon Prime.
Would they be called Candymen?
Yeah.
Movies?
They'd be. Candymen. I hate that show.
I don't think that's the same Vanessa Williams you guys are talking about.
Yeah, we just went with the name.
Yeah. Different.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Vanessa Williams, the singer?
Oh, yeah. That's a different one.
Yeah, it's a different one.
The singer was way more fine.
But she looks the same. She's in the new trailer and she looks the same. The thing that I think is interesting, and I saw this on Twitter, is that the person, the main character, the artist in it, somebody put this together. That they're pretty sure, because this is a direct sequel, that they're pretty sure that at the very end, when Virginia Madsen saves the baby from the fire and hands it off, that's him. He's grown up.
And that's so this is a direct sequel to the first one or to the third one?
He's being pursued by the D.
And that's why they say, like the voiceover, he says, I've always felt a connection. I've always felt a connection to this area, Cabrini Green. And then someone was like, hey, this is this. And I was like, oh.
They're like, wait, the meth adds up.
The meth adds
the
up.
Meth,
you're that guy.
The meth does
the meth add up.
Yeah.
Castlevania Season 3 debuts March 5th in a couple days.
That's mañana?
And they said it's they being multiple sources days. Say it's fucking great. Okay. I only saw the first season. I loved it.
Second one's even better.
I gotta watch the second one because I fell off a little bit at the end of season one. So I'll watch two and then three's coming out.
The second one gets so fucking good.
That's what because the first one was short. It was pretty short.
It was six episodes, and then I think it upped to 8 or 10.
That's still good. I'm glad they're not like pushing it to 13 just because.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was really glad that they gave it a bigger order because there's such a big story to tell there, and it goes like so many levels deep. There's something like 20 games at least, so there's a lot of lore.
Well, the only one that matters.
They all matter.
Symphony of the Night is.
Well, Symphony of the Night is tight, but the first one's great.
Symphony of the Night or Super Metroid?
Simon's Quest is great.
Both, dude. That's what those
if you
two.
You have to pick one.
Those like two games spawned my favorite genre of game, dude.
Yeah. Metroidvania.
Metroidvanias.
Oh, no. I'll pick Castlevania every day.
That's my favorite genre of being.
A Metroidvania.
That's where I live. That's the way I live.
Dude. In Metroidvania, really hard and fucking just balls to the wall.
It's Dead Cells for you, dude.
Dead Cells, all right.
Hey, yo.
What? I played it. It's no Binding of Isaac.
It's just because you suck at it, dude.
Suck, dog. I was working shit. Dude. I'm over here on his PC, like playing for 20. I'm trying to go home. He's like, just play. And I'm sitting there for 20 minutes, just like, all right. Oh, now I died. Okay, cool. Time to go.
Because you ain't good.
I'm fucking retired.
Anywho, is that it? Are we good?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and then come back to talk about Erotica. Okay, we'll be right back, idiot.
Get it? Because it's like erotica.
Watch that shit later.
Go in blind.
Hey, Matt Smith.
Saw it.
Guess what, dude?
Fucking back.
We're back.
Yeah, we are.
And what's up with the Patreon, homie?
Patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast allows us to watch movies and do shows and do all kinds of other fun stuff. By going to patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast and donating a little bit of a money or a bit of money.
And you might also get to see a gif of a Spider-Woman sucking dick.
Yeah, they have. They have seen that. Also, you get exclusive access to our Discord channel and exclusive content, bonus episodes, exclusive merchandise, all kinds of cool stuff.
The Discord channel has been...
It's doing stuff because we're on it now.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to talk to us, that's the easiest way to do it.
Yep.
Is that a channel about Ian MacKay?
Ha!
Is it about the philosophical movement known as Discordianism?
Yes.
I knew it.
Those two statements just literally told the story about how far Red and I are from each other.
I'm on this thing. I don't even know what Discord is.
Yeah, that's true. But
what is it?
I'll explain it to you later, baby bird.
The listeners know what the fuck it is.
Well, you got to become a Patreon to find out.
Yeah, go to patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast and you'll find out. We just did an episode on The Boxer's Omen, and next we'll be doing an episode on The Host.
We don't have any new homies this week, but we do have a homie and a cousin of mine who, by the time this is out, will be married.
Hey.
Aubrey's getting married on Thursday.
You mean the original host of the show?
And.
Congratulations, Aubrey.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Still burns.
It's good to have you back,
burns.
Aubrey.
Still burns. Damn. Still burns.
And your boy is actually officiating said wedding.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Are you a minister as well?
I am an ordained minister of the life church.
New
church.
Job.
Yeah.
You're fucking...
I'm an ordained dudist priest.
Oh.
Dudism.
New job. Ordaining things. Blessing things.
Wow.
I'm all over the place.
I've officiated 2 weddings.
I'm a little nervous.
You'll be okay.
Why are you guys supporting the institution of marriage?
Okay. Aren't you about to get married?
Yeah, aren't you going to?
Probably.
Anyway, this week,
the Who Goes Our Podcast watched 2019, 2020s, I don't know, depending on when you watched it. Verotica, written and directed by Glenn Zandig, starring a bunch of porn stars. Probably. I couldn't tell.
No, I can't either.
And X-Pac.
Or strippers.
1, 2, 3 kids. Sean Walton.
I don't know. Strippers or porn stars. There's a bunch of them.
Prostitutes.
I'll name them. Ashley Wisdom, Rachel Alig, Alice Tate, Caden Cross, Scotch Hobskins, Natalia Borowski, Nina Bellina,
Jody Barton,
Brenna Black, Chris Black, Kansas Bowling, tell me those aren't fucking porn star names.
No, actually, I go to a lot of tiki bars. Nina Bellina sounds like something that I would order. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta try the Nina Bellina.
Yeah, that's got some
Scotch Hopkins,
some pineapple, Hodge and Hopkins. Coconut. And Diane Foster, she's in there. She's in there for 2 minutes.
Yeah, she. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's that.
Yeah, all right, we're done.
What'd you think of Veronica, my dude?
That's gonna be a big oof for me. This is an enormous piece of shit. The first 30 minutes are so batshit insane that at least it's fun, and then it just gets boring.
Is it, though?
Dude, at least the first 30, you're like, what the fuck is going on? What am I watching? What is it? You're in such disbelief, and then it just all falls off. All
right, Chris, what'd you think?
This is tough for me. So couple things. So I am obviously anybody who knows me knows I'm a huge Misfits, Samhain, Danzig fan, which makes it very hard for me to say anything ill against him, but I'm going to anyway.
Yeah.
I don't really classify this as a movie, which is, okay, let me put it this way. I haven't seen a bigger piece of shit than this. This is worse than The Gallows. What was the last movie I hated so fucking bad?
I don't know.
One of them.
It's bad, man. It's not even
bad,
a movie.
Mad.
It's not even. It's
Ari Badman.
So yeah, somebody said that it was like it had the production value of a porno. I wouldn't even give it that.
Yeah,
I don't think it's even that good.
The cheesy like 70s pornos, not even the new stylized pornos.
Not even those.
Not that new fucking.
Yeah, not that new tushy.com shit. Yeah,
yeah,
good high production quality shit.
Like, because even then, it's like they didn't take themselves that seriously. Where it's like, you know, she's like, oh, I thought I ordered sausage on this pizza.
Oh, okay, I can give you that. Somebody want a hot, thick Italian?
Yeah, no shit. All
right, Rhett, what'd you think?
This is fantastic.
I kind of figured this is where we're going to go.
It's one of the worst films I've ever seen in any genre.
Okay. How does this stack up to the Room?
Okay, now this is where it gets interesting, right? If this film was, if he was actually serious, I'm having a hard time fucking believing this individual meant this serious.
How well versed are you in Danzig?
Yeah, I was going to say, how much do you know about Danzig?
I don't. I just know he's mother and he's fucking Misfits and there you go.
Danzig has one mode. And that is serious.
Yeah.
So this is zero irony, zero self-awareness. He meant this shit.
Yep. Tell him
in that case, this is amazing because when you're trying to be funny and it's funny, that's cool. When you're trying to be deadly serious and it's funny, then you have something special. And that, you can't do this on purpose. And so now it enters this echelon to me of like, it's not just so bad it's good. It's like, I need to watch it again.
So I'm going to put a pin in that.
Okay, so I've got a review and two statements.
Okay.
I go, my first statement is, it's got to be the worst thing that's ever been put to film. 100,000%.
Maybe except for with Slaughter Vomit Dolls or whatever that was.
And a follow-up to that, is Glenn Danzig okay?
No.
Is he like
he has not been for a long time.
That's why I said I am literally convinced he's like a 75 IQ or less. I'm sorry, I don't mean that to be I mean literally
you Well, dude, dude from Northside Kings knocked him stupid.
Is he Is Glenn Danzig retarded?
I think so.
Is
he mentally like retarded? Like,
so here's where I don't know. Can I answer that question or I want to make sure that you're done?
Please do.
Okay. Here's okay again, and I celebrate his entire catalog. I just drowned on his fucking Kentucky Mule. If you go back and like a lot of the shit he did with the Misfits, but really a lot of the stuff he did with Samhain and Danzig, like fucking Danzig's second album, Lucifuge, is actually a genius album. I would go so far as to say that Danzig 1 is a genius album. Now his albums have fallen off incredibly in recent years. But he was at once capable of making actual fucking creative pieces of art. The other wild thing about this, like Gene Simmons, Danzig doesn't drink or do drugs. Never has, which doesn't explain this. Because that's fucking crazy.
It doesn't excuse it either.
It doesn't. No. It doesn't excuse it. Doesn't make sense.
That's my thing.
Because it's like maybe you should.
Yeah, this feels like somebody's like coked out
this
and
seems
on
like a
boner
fever dream.
Pills.
Like,
it really does.
Dude.
But fever dreams are interesting.
When we had Spider-Goro, I was
dude.
I almost like crawled out of my skin and became a spider myself.
Dude, he even had, did you notice the giant hole in the crotch of his suit? Like, so he could piss because he's going to be in that thing forever. Like, they had this whole body latex suit, and there's an enormous noticeable hole in the crotch.
Which he didn't try to hide in one shot.
At all. He's like, here there. It is. Spider butthole.
Like, fucking,
out.
Like, yeah, like baby dude, pajamas there, with the butt flap open.
The crazy thing about this is that, like, it's not. Here's the thing that is baffling and sort of fascinating to me. Like, they didn't just go out to make a movie, right? Yeah. They made this like 3-part anthology thing where two-thirds of it is like people are doing accents and they're like
they're trying very hard.
I am retired and they're supposed to be in France and there's cops with guns, which in 2 seconds of research you could have seen that cops in Paris don't carry guns. But okay, you know, whatever, you do you, Danzig.
Does it.
There's a character who has eyeballs for nipples.
Never explains why.
And for no...
The only reason is so that nipple can cry a solitary tear which lands on a spider and births Spider Goro.
When she is less sad...
It could have come from her eyeball.
Her tit eyes cry.
Yes.
And create Goro. Spider Goro. Yep. White Spider Goro.
And it begins with our hostess like gouging a chick's eyes out. So these are the motifs of eyes.
Oh yeah, listen. We and then she to talk
instantly breaks the fourth wall instantly.
Best acting in the movie, by the way.
Veronica is not the title of the movie necessarily. It's the name of our crypt keeper.
Yeah.
No, her name's like Melina or something, and she has a different name.
Is it?
Yeah. Veronica is the name. It's a comic book that Donzig.
Donzig.
Now we dance.
Zandig.
Zandig. That he produces through his.
It seems almost like a waste of time to point out the dialogue in this movie because none of it's good. Like none of it.
When there is dialogue.
Right.
Most of the movie, there is no talking.
Like the opening scene where they're about to do it on the couch and he's like, your tits, they're looking at me. and then later on, like fucking, what is this? The old white multi-armed rubber dude. He's like fucking.
It's Goro, Spider Goro. Yeah. You can call him that.
What does he say at one point? Oh, he's talking to the prostitute. And she's like, I'm sure I can accommodate his tastes.
I'd like to fuck your ass.
And he's like, I'm sure you can, my cherie. First, I wish to bend you over right here and fuck you in the ass.
And then break your neck. Which you,
Matt and I started dying at that scene.
Yep,
because she's leaning. Okay, first of all, she's leaning against the wall. She's talking to this Spider-Man, and he's just like leaning on the fucking like alley wall, and she's just sitting there smoking.
Because it's the only way that costume can let him stand.
100%. He's got the action figure hands where they can't pose any other way. Like, one's like, hey, and one's like, hi, and then like one's like, you know what I mean? Like,
a fist and a finger.
But the thing is she's talking to him, and she's just kind of like nodding her head towards him, whereas if she just would look in any way in her periphery, she would see there's a giant white spider person saying that he wants to bend her over and fuck her ass and then break her neck.
Yeah, and then in the first part, she's kind of okay with. She's like, oh, well, you know, this ass can clap.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah. And when he's like... She's like, Natch.
He's like, I'm going to break your neck. She's like, whoa. You're kidding, right? You're joking, right? Yeah. And then,
And the fact that the press calls him Lead Neckbreaker.
Oh, my God.
Like, they at least usually have something semi-clever, you know?
Really
like,
creative.
Holy fuck, dude. When homegirl with the eye tits goes to the cafe and the maitre d'.
Neckbreaker.
The neckbreaker. And it's like, holy shit, man. You've committed to this act.
Yeah. And it is almost like Monty Python-esque, like, you smell of elderberries.
Yeah.
I fart in your general direction.
He goes, my cherie, your neckbreaker is on the loose.
I'm shocked that nobody went, ho, 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 ho. They're just eating nothing but croissants. Yeah, and frog's legs. Like,
I'm sorry, the croissant?
Croissant.
And it's funny because there's actually one... I feel like one woman actually did speak French. There's one who does a fairly passable job at it.
The friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blonde lady.
And then Danzig's like, hold on. What if everybody speaks French? And they're like,
we're in Paris.
And they're like, Danzig, I can't do it.
Otherwise, your accent doesn't work.
Otherwise, okay, wait, how can you be in America?
So I was asking Chris, How many of these people do you think Danzig has fucked?
All of my them. Answer was all of them.
Yeah. All of them.
All of them.
That's why they're in them.
You know the thing
that one girl has like such a problematic level of plastic surgery.
Oh, dude. It's
like she cannot emote. She can't move her mouth to enunciate.
Unfortunate. Yeah. It is unfortunate. And actually, they said that it took Homeboy 8 hours to get into the spider costume. Yeah, dude. And his costume looked more real than her face.
Yeah. She's got an unfortunate amount of
pressure. It's not good. And I'm not trying. Look, whatever floats your fucking boat, I'm not here to judge. I'm not here
she
to be a goalie.
She could probably float with all that plastic.
But
I mean, obviously, she's got a level of body dysmorphia. Yeah. Which is kind of like, you know.
And that's where it's like, I'm trying to fucking pick fun. But yeah.
So that's the first of the three.
Oh, dude. Let's.
Okay, see, but that's. No, but he's right. I completely agree with Matt.
Because that
the first one is easily the best.
It's so wild that the whole time you're like, what the fuck is it? What am I watching? Chris and I talked so much during that first one, and the next two were just like, what is happening?
Because at least he's, remember too, when he gets shot, he's like, you bitch, wake up, I am dying.
Well, it's funny too, because they shoot him and he goes, stop. He's not going anywhere. And then I thought, oh, is he dead? Is he on the ground? And he's just like, I'm like, what do you mean he's not going anywhere? He's still upwardly mobile.
Yeah. He's like, for I am le dying.
Yeah.
So I think the standout person, obviously the spider fucker in the first one is the guy, right?
Yeah.
The second one, there's a cop, like a bald dude, that says some fucking really, I mean, they all say dumb shit, but he says it with like the juice. Like
he says it with gusto, dude.
Like he's at the fucking strip club and they tell him he can't go backstage. Mm-hmm. And he's like, very funny. There are naked girls out here too. It's a strip club.
Yeah.
No, it's like, dude, wait, that's fucking,
That's Danzig writing
you know
right
what's
there.
What's wild about this?
Like, he's like, this is such a good line.
Is it like normally in a movie that's got like a strip club sequence, like
you see tits?
Well, not only that, but like it's not that this is focused on a strip club. Okay. I'm okay with.
Mm-hmm.
But dude,
well,
the whole thing
is just the strip club.
Stripping. Yeah.
So let's
like
break
to uncomfortable levels.
I really want to explore this one in particular because the first one is just bonkers.
Yeah.
This one I legitimately had to put a critical eye on because
hold on.
Okay, there's a couple of things at play here. Uh-huh. One, there's a woman who steals other people's faces but only wears one.
At a time.
Well, no, just period. Do the whole thing, never changes the face. She's always the same face.
Face off.
Yeah. Face off, but when she's wearing they didn't change her face. Like if she puts another one on, she just collects them.
Right.
Like the old white bitch in Return to Oz, but with faces instead of heads.
Then when she dances at the strip club, she covers said face.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though she's wearing a face over the scars or the whatever.
Yeah.
Porque.
But here's the other thing, too. What drives her to strip? Because the whole thing takes place at a strip club, but that's never explained either.
Nope.
Why is she a stripper?
She's not actually stripping.
No, she's just dancing and she's waving her cape.
Dude, that move that she does when she's about to like come off stage is un-fucking believable.
Yeah. That little hardcore kid windmill?
Yeah, dude. She starts that shit and she's like, it's unflappably amazing.
Let's also, her name is Mystery Girl.
Mystery Girl.
Yeah. Super original.
Wow. Neckbreaker and Mystery Girl. We're two for two.
This is all Danzig, dude. Like, all the stuff he does, you know, he's sitting there. He's like, oh, this is good shit. Like, when he's writing, he's so proud of himself.
You know what you could be called? Mystery Girl.
But what would the cops call her? Mysterious. I guess the cops would call her.
Was it Face Ripper?
Yeah, the Face Ripper.
The Face Ripper.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're crossing the streams. What's
there's no streams to cross. There's nothing there.
This one has nothing. It's like she has a slight little deformity on her face. Looks almost like a burn.
Yeah, she looks perfectly like, okay, well, you've got a scar on your face.
Yeah, that's cool.
But she's like in there like, I don't know what to do with this body of mine that's falling apart. Meanwhile, she's like a perfectly attractive human, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I have a mole on my nose. Fucking get over it.
Something like you said about body dysmorphia.
Of course,
and vanity.
But he's like, not trying to say shit.
I stand here staunchly refusing to believe that this segment had anything that it was trying to say to us.
No.
Just dead skin mask.
Just dead skin mask and strippers.
You know what's really crazy about the dead skin mask thing is I was expecting it to go sort of supernatural.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't.
She's just literally wearing lunch old meat. White bitch.
Dude, it's like baloney.
Yeah. It's like fucking it takes killing what he puts on the other.
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely, man.
Like, she's like, oh, you got a haircut. Yeah,
dude. This movie is literally Danzig throwing darts at Danzig lyrics.
Yeah,
where he's like, spider person, boob eyes.
See that?
And then he's like,
now it makes sense.
Face ripper, strip club, and bathe in blood and medieval bitches.
I want to give Diane Foster her 15 seconds in the sun.
No.
Cause
no,
the the little scene that she was in
no
was so bad because what's her name the host
Melina or some shit
the host girl
from Mortal Kombat
yeah
the host girl she like Diane Foster is just walking through an alley she's credited as attractive girl and Melina just goes up to her and goes. Give me your face, and she's like,
"That's not the host. That's the face ripper.
No, that's the face ripper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
That's mystery.
So that beginning part, she's just like, "Give me your face," and she's like, "What? My face? Yeah, give it to me. What do you mean?" And then she just rips it off.
Oh my
God, she's like, "You should have just given it to me."
No,
and like, how do you give somebody your face?
Yeah, Matt and I were just like, "Wait, what do you mean?
How do you want her to give it to you?
How did you think this was going to go? Well, you're the one holding the knife.
There's a less painful way to give someone your face.
It's just like,
As if it wouldn't suck any less.
You should have just given it to me. And it's like,
oh, okay. Here. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it looked like it came off pretty smooth and easy, too. There's no ripping and tearing.
Yeah, dude, that whole bit where they're like, she bled to death. I go, really?
There's not much blood.
I think she's okay. She's just breathing.
Yeah, she's just got, like, defaced.
Do you remember? Okay.
Degloved.
Yeah.
So I don't forget about it. The bald cop dude, he's reporting to his boss. And he's like, we got another one, just like the others. It's pretty gruesome. And he's like, brief me.
it's just like the others.
It reminded
me of like fucking Night of the Creeps where it's
hold
like,
hold up a minute,
but
dude.
It's like, brief me.
No, the like, first the first crime scene when he's like, how gruesome? Pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
Well, I love too where he goes, well, that's the motive. She wants their faces. And it's like, no shit, Sherlock. Like,
but like, why? Why would that be her motive?
Apparently, yes. They want
as if Mystery Girl has a fucking calling card where she accidentally drops it and dude, it says Mystery Girl on it.
And that means Danzig has a fucking he doesn't even understand what a motive is. It's like, no, they took the face. That's not a motive.
Well, and that's all the proof. It's like her literal calling card is there and he's not just like, oh, well, maybe, you know, this is a stripper friend of hers or somebody she met. Or
he goes looking for Mystery Girl, which is
he's like, here's a business bonkers. Card. This must be our face ripper.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, it's literally his first day on the fucking job. And he's just like, Is this a clue? I think it's a clue. Oh my God.
Somewhere to go.
And then he just comes fucking guns blazing. One of you motherfuckers took faces. Yeah. Like, you don't know that.
Which one of you did it?
Yeah.
When later on he's like, you cut my fucking face, you sick goddamn cunt.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
He was waiting to drop that C word.
Yep.
I almost waiting to drop that C word.
I'm not going like, to. I thought Homeboy was going to drop the N word.
They dropped every word but that one.
Why?
I don't know why, dude. I just felt like that character was just
he's like in the alt-right.
Just like on the verge of dropping all of the words.
Wait. I have to get to the end of it because it's my favorite fucking part. When she cut... I just got a ret shower, dude.
Sorry, dude.
Dude, that's...
Oh, my God. I couldn't.
Wait, you mean the end of...
This segment.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He goes, I'll fucking find you. However long it takes me, I'll hunt you down. And then it cuts to black, and I couldn't help it. I just Mystery Science Theater, and I was like, and that's how your mother and I met. But then it says, 6 months later, still not caught. Don't know if he's still out there.
Totally good. No, and she's got a different haircut, dude.
Yeah.
She's good.
Yep, and she's dancing under the name, what is it, like, Mysteria now?
Yeah,
something like that. I'm like, oh, at least that's
more... Mysterio from fucking South Park.
It's Rey Mysterio.
She comes out in the foil helmet.
That's why she's got the mask on.
She's fucking Butters under there.
Oh, my God.
Dude, and then that third segment, my God,
Oh shit!
My God in heaven!
So that one was the Danzig circle jerk. That's just like him, like, hey, I want to recreate my album covers.
Dude, that was
deadly.
Dude, I have never have I ever.
Mm-hmm.
That was holy fuck.
Yeah,
that was.
She looked in the mirror.
So
forever, dude. Chris was like, if she looks in the mirror one more time, I'm gonna lose my shit. And then she's just did.
And she, but no, it wasn't even like that. It was this move. Hold on. Sorry, this is great podcasting.
And then teeth.
And then
as if we needed to be reminded that she was using Virgin, by the way. They said Virgin.
Virgin.
They needed Virgin She's blood Swedish. To make her fucking young. And that accent, by the way, started Romanian and ended up...
The accents in this film are somewhere. Really pretty fucking good across the board.
And I don't know if she's saying Virgin because she's supposed to be whatever or if she's illiterate. I don't know. And Danzig was
or
just
maybe
like,
Danzig's illiterate and that's how he wrote it. Yeah. She's like, she goes, that's not how you spell it. And he's like, read it how it's written.
She goes, I think it's Virgin. And he's like,
shut up. Just say the words. I wrote him, say him.
Oh my god. Dude, that third segment is fucking...
It's deadly. I'm not even going to lie. I checked out in this third
segment. That one was hard.
I just like 10 minutes went by and I was not really looking. I was just like staring at it, you know?
That segment, you can't check out of. It pushes you out. It literally goes, don't pay attention here anymore.
It forcibly it's like, no, go away. And it's like, no, but I'm watching. No, go.
There's nothing more to see here.
Go, go.
And I mean... You may think we're exaggerating about that mirror scene, but she literally stares.
It's 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes. No. And then the bath. So they do this fucking crazy thing where she goes out and looks for Virgins, and finds a bunch of them.
Virgin.
That's what they called them. Originally, they were called Virgins.
And then she does this whole thing about like, oh, she's perfect. Takes the Virgin, puts the Virgin in a bathtub.
Virgin.
Slits the Virgin's wrists. Right?
And so which she's Matt in... made a good point.
Yep. She had her hands tied up like this and she slit her wrists. All the blood's above her heart. Yeah. Like nothing's going to drain out. Yeah, that's why you hang them upside down.
Hang her upside down, stupid.
Where'd you get the pool?
She proceeds to take a Virgin blood bath for 10 minutes, dude. And seriously, is like,
dude, there's it'll
just touching
go.
Her face, and then she'll suck at the wrist of the girl for like a couple seconds, and then she's just looking at her skin while she does it, and just playing with her breasts and like all this kind of stuff. You
super
think we're
hot.
Fucking around. I command you to go watch this
segment.
I command you.
Yeah.
Command all you Virgins to go watch it.
But there was like little bits where she's completely covered in blood and then the camera will cut and she's completely clean. Her arm's all white again.
Yeah. Dude, in that moment when she comes out of the bathtub and she goes to look at the mirror and she's like, I look younger, right? Right?
But you look exactly the same.
Yeah. And her assistant's like,
I just saw you murder some chick and drink her blood.
She's like, yeah, you look great, dude. You look super good.
Yeah, except you know that was, I mean, but here's the thing. If you, okay, I don't even think I'm exaggerating or trying to make a bit out of this. If you take the script for this whole movie, which is an hour and 36 minutes, by the way.
It's long.
If you take the script for the whole movie, 3 pages.
Yeah.
And like dialogue. Half of it is in French.
Yeah. Well, in
France.
Les French.
See, and that's generally like the rule of thumb is like 1 page per minute.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Right.
So there should be at least 96.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's like 3 pages.
There should be.
It's flip flopped. It's 90 minutes.
There should be 96 pages.
This is like you know what they did with The Hobbit? That's like they turned like the shortest book into 3 fucking movies.
Yeah.
That's what this, that's
wrong. Well, see, what it is Danzig wrote this on like a napkin.
Yep.
And then they're just like, Danzig, we can't make that into a movie. He's like, oh, we'll stretch it out. Don't worry. And that's why we get
five minutes
of her in the mirror.
He's like, white spider fucker, send it.
Strip club.
Face, send it. Fucking Willow, send it.
Bloodbath. Do it.
Willow Bloodbath. Yeah. Send it.
Yeah.
But what about
Willow?
Fuck it, dude. Send it. Okay, Danzig. Whatever you say.
There's no plot in these notes. It doesn't matter.
You know what else is fucking bonkers about this shit? Like, I know that, like, Danzig doesn't necessarily make good music anymore.
But doesn't he have enough clout to be like, hey, Taproot, can I borrow a song?
What was that song that we were dying about?
Wait a minute. Hold on. There was a song in there that was fucking funny.
Or like,
was
hey.
Was one of his songs in this?
There was at least one.
He's definitely in this shit.
Now,
Sepultura, can I borrow your song?
There were some songs in there that were just laughable with this fucking thing, dude.
Hold on. Just saying, man. I think that Danzig would be able to be like, yo, dude, come on. It's Misfits. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, guys. Here's the problem with that. There are hold on a second.
They actually released the soundtrack on vinyl.
No,
yes, they did.
No,
oh, yes, they did.
No, yeah.
And
no,
the DVD, you can't just buy the Blu-ray. It's a 3-disc pack that comes with the Blu-ray, no, the Mr. DVD, Griffin, no. and the is, CD this, soundtrack.
Because he knows that the only audience, I was about to say the key audience, the only audience for this is fucking diehard Danzig people that want it for collector's item.
First of all, Ministry has a song in this.
Yikes.
Phantom has a song in this. Switchblade Symphony has a song in this. So some of these songs that I thought were made up in jokes, nope.
They're real.
They're real.
Hella real.
So he does have enough clout to at least have gotten some.
Well, he picked...
Ministry is fucking Ministry, dude.
Yeah. He picked the wrong ones then because I thought they were jokes.
I did too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I said I kind of want the soundtrack because it was word salad. We watched it with the subtitles on.
Yeah.
And it was literally just like, fire eyes, walls of paint.
Yep.
Yeah.
And every song had fire in it. Walls of paint. Every song.
I don't know. I'm just like, but that's what I just did.
Roof over a head.
This is literally this. Bing can, Hitchhiker's Guide. Gray bottle with the monster on the table. Like, that's the songs that were in this. And, like, I just did that by looking around. These are the items on your table.
There's a DVD of Roller Boys on this bitch.
Fear Movie Lions.
Yeah.
Hey, we're in.
Yeah.
We got it.
Next song.
Next song. Next song.
Has Danzig attempted to do anything with film before?
He's directed some music videos, I believe.
They're all pretty much the same.
Yeah, but like,
but this would be an okay music video if you had like an old white bitch like bathing herself in blood for three minutes.
It looks like a fucking you guys said, even just the cinematography, it looks like a low budget porn from like 1980,
except without all the good stuff.
And there was a lot of crew on this.
Yeah,
I expected the credits to be like 30 seconds long.
Nope. Just Danzig, 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 Danzig. No, there's a whole lot.
Like catering, Lay Danzig. Like,
yeah. written by Danzig, directed by Danzig. Danzig. Best boy, Danzig. What does a best boy do?
He goes into some piano fucking stuff too.
Yeah,
like with the musical score. Like during the fucking spider guy, he goes into some piano fucking.
But that's going back to it. Like if you go back to his earlier stuff, he actually did two albums that is like, it's like orchestra music called Black Aria and Black Aria 2.
Yeah.
They're genius. Yeah. And he does all of it.
Aria's not black, dude. Yeah. Stupid.
Well, yeah. That, even if you're a Danzig fan as you are,
yeah.
It's good to know that everyone agrees that he should go nowhere near.
Oh, dude, he's doing like a Vampire West.
You know dude? I kind of want him to go near things again. You know what, man?
I fucking laughed.
As much as I hate this shit, like,
I'm gonna watch the next thing.
I fucking watched that scene with the waiter that I sent you guys. I watched that about 20 times today.
You better go home, Mrs., because there is a
neck breaker.
There is le neck breaker on the loose.
I will say that I can definitely see two segments of this movie becoming a cult classic.
Yeah, see that third one?
Homegirl walked into a porn theater and goes, is this movie all them fucking?
No. She says, is it all them making sex?
Yeah, making sex. And then she falls asleep instantly. And the guys are like, you know what sounds cool? Gang rape.
Yeah.
Circling her immediately.
Dude, and here's the thing, too. And then they're like touching her and they're like, oh. She doesn't know, and it's like she's asleep. She's not fucking dead.
Yeah, she's asleep.
Like, the guy's like, "Oh, it's my turn next."
That just shows Danzig's psyche. You know, it's like, no, that's not how it works, Danzig. Yeah. But
I'm starting to think I'm starting to think Danzig's a virgin.
He might be. And then when she gets up to walk away, the guy puts his hand out.
He does have a lot of cats.
He's like, no, come back. You know,
know? Yeah. Maybe he ain't fuck anyone.
Maybe. Because you're right. Yeah, she gets up and leaves and they're like, no, don't go. And you're like, you just tried to fucking violate her.
Yeah, like he's all.
Oh, yeah. They were like, hey, come back. Like, very, like, hey.
No, wait. Come back.
I guess we got to go back to jerking our dicks.
You know what, too? Growing up, like, in the 90s as a comic book nerd, you remember Wizard magazine?
Of course I remember.
Of course.
Remember,
yeah.
So Wizard.
So fucking Wizard. So, oh, that's episode one callback right there. Okay, anyway. So.
We used to look in the back for values in Wizard.
Yeah, they had the price guide.
Uh-huh.
That's right. They did fan casting for X-Men. Before they did the movies.
Well, they did fan casting. Oh, and
Danzig was going to be Wolverine. Yeah.
And Danzig was always cast fans as fucking Wolverine.
I remember being mad when they announced Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that?
And I'm so every glad time. That never fucking happened. I remember being a kid and being, just because he's hairy and like buff,
and short,
doesn't mean he can act. And well, short.
And short.
Well, he's kind of got the aesthetic. I mean, except that he's got that giant block head.
Yeah, but it's fans thinking as long as they look like them, they can act.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, that's not acting. Like, fuck, dude. But
that motherfucker got a head like My Pet Monster, dude. It's almost
a big head.
It's a big head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what would be tight is if, like, after Corey Taylor makes his movie, if like Danzig, Corey Taylor, and Fred Durst go on tour together.
Hold up a minute.
Here we go.
I will say this, dude. By just literal comparison from movie to movie.
Oh, he's going
to
do it.
Fucking the Fanatic
is
Rosebud, dude. I'm like.
No, I know. Yeah. No exaggeration. It's on a different planet.
So how does this happen?
And it's awful. But the Fanatic's awful because in a very special way.
You haven't seen the Fanatic yet.
No.
Brother.
Oh, get on it.
Brother.
The Fanatic is awful because it has competent people on certain aspects of it. So it's like, it doesn't matter. It's like.
But like Danzig has always been like a cringy edgelord, and this is just him putting it to
but
film.
But hasn't that also been Fred Durst?
No. I don't think Fred Durst is necessarily an edgelord. Cringy, maybe.
Durst is like, not an actual edgelord.
Like he's not a try hard edgelord. Yeah.
Like, but like look, all I'm saying is that like
counterfeit, that was the edgelord right there.
Look at Danzig.
Okay, now look back.
Well, no, I'm going to go somewhere lateral with this because like the this is his first movie that he's ever made. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now somebody in the same genre, even in the same type of genre, Rob Zombie. First movie, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Right.
Okay.
Way more of a fucking competent film.
I may not like any Rob Zombie movie besides Devil's Rejects, but every Rob Zombie movie is so much better than this movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I mean, at that point, like Rob Zombie had done music videos, right?
So is Danzig.
This is not Danzig's fucking wheelhouse, dude. It's just not his.
But even as a music video,
by Yes Men, and like no one's gonna tell him anything.
Dude. I think the difference is that you're talking. Like, I think Danzig thinks he can make movies. Rob Zombie was actually creative enough to be able to pull it all together and respected the craft enough to say, I can't
respectfully three movies, but.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, Rob Zombie, from what I understand, I'm not a zombie aficionado, but it's clearly he's a movie fanatic.
He's a fucking movie nerd.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so.
And is also, but the difference with him and Danzig too, is he's also a visual artist. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen like his drawings and stuff like that.
I haven't.
He's fucking incredible. He's an incredible artist.
Was that his for Astral Creep 2000?
Yes. And actually so the cartoon, I'm sorry, the tripping sequence in Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He did that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
See, God, that's a hell of a fucking scene, man.
And he'll slam in the back of his Dragula.
Huh?
He oversaw the animation, that sequence?
That was it. And he designed it.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. Rob Zombie, I don't think, gets enough credit.
Credit where it's due.
Yeah. But, that's what I'm saying is it's like, he should have been able to look at that and go, if I'm not going to put out at least House of a Thousand Corpses, I shouldn't try. Because you're going to get compared.
Yeah. Well, because I think Danzig, that's what I mean. A lot of people... What he seems like a guy that's like, it's about what's in the movie, not how it's executed.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, as long as I have this stuff, like you said,
the
like
problem
he's throwing his fucking lyric, like darts at his lyrics, and he's like, it'll all fucking hang together because that's my vision.
When he forgot
straight
to put
up with so shit.
Like, he forgot to put a lot of things in here, like plot and narrative and good actors and
more
dialogue. Yeah, there's a surprising lack of nudity in this movie.
Well, like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I saw tits with eyes, and I was like, dude,
now I'm straight to jacking it.
That's what I wanted to. When she showed that, I knew someone was gonna be like, "I still smash."
Yeah. Hell yeah,
dude. Of course.
You kidding? You can come. You can come in her eye and keep it out of her hair at the same time.
Oh, you think she sees out of those tits?
I mean, you have to. They cry tears.
Or are they sentient?
Which, like, what? Man, the wiring that goes on in these things, like. They cry. Do they cry milk?
That's what I mean. What I mean, dude.
Is that why the spider became human? Because it tasted mother's milk and it transformed with the love that only a mother has for its child?
Tell your children not to watch my egg.
You know how I would
tell your children not to grow at legs.
So I think
mother!
I think trying to ask anybody to watch this in one sitting is kind of like rude and disrespectful. I feel like if this were presented as like a Tales from the Crypt where they were like just the 30-minute segments and there was like one each week, I think I would like it a lot more, because then when you get the one with the bloodbath, it's like, this week's episode sucked, but then at least you look at the other.
But then
two
we had stripper episodes, so like that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then Tit Eyes. Tit Eyes was a good episode. That's your hook episode.
I don't know. My recommendation is don't watch this movie. Go and watch the Shakira Danzig mashup on YouTube.
Oh, that shit's good.
Don't see it. Don't anything.
From the lens of like a possible cult classic, what Chris said earlier is 2/3 of a cult classic.
Yeah.
Like no cult classic will have the last third that fucking bogged down and boring. That last third prevents this from even cult film status to me.
Yeah.
Because if you were showing this at a midnight showing, that's a fucking downer ass ending.
That lets all the gas out of energy.
The only way that I can
there's no bald dude calling anyone a cunt or anything.
Yeah. The only way that I can
no tit eyes.
Yeah. This, and that's the thing, is like, we kind of made this joke too. I'm like, I wonder if that's why he decided to get Misfits back together, is because he took a bath in this fucking movie. But
a bath in what capacity?
Well, yeah, because there's definitely self-funded.
What was the budget for this movie? $5?
Well,
the crew though, he had to pay all the crew.
He had to pay the actors. Right, he had to pay all that shit. And like,
so many porn stars.
Yeah,
so many porn stars.
And that's the thing, is it's like, in order for this to have really been that bad, either A, he really doesn't fucking get it, or the production had to be so troubled that it was literally to the point where actors are just like, I'm not saying that line. And he's like, oh, I guess the whole segment will just be wordless then. And like, had to move forward with it anyway because production had already started. And I don't know which one it is, but Jesus Christ, this is an incompetent movie.
It's probably both.
I have a question. Is Danzig basically kind of like gothic Meatloaf?
He's like gothic Elvis.
He wants to be Elvis.
He's releasing an Elvis covers album next month.
Yep. Fucking Zandig.
Ooh, that sounds that.
I will buy the fuck out of it.
That's a novelty item right there.
He's just always wanted to be Elvis. Just always. Him and Mike Ness have always wanted to be Elvis.
Well, Mike Ness wants to be Hank Williams.
Motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill.
Yeah, dude. But I would. It's just a bummer because I looked at the track listing of it, and I really wanted him to do In the Ghetto. So I'd be like,
In the ghetto.
And his mother cried.
Yeah.
His mother.
That's a good song, man.
It is a great song.
Yeah. In the ghetto. Not a great movie, though.
Sadly. Yeah.
You know, I would like to. I think if they did a midnight screening of this, though, I would want to go. Because I'm so glad I got to watch this with Chris, because if I watched it by myself, it wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah,
so I think if you watched it with a big group of people.
This is not an alone watching movie. No. I found myself like, well, I guess this is how the afterlife is.
I also made this comment too. How the fuck do you make eye boobies and bloodbaths boring?
Yep. Yeah.
How do you make it boring?
Exactly.
That's talent.
There's fucking eye tits.
Yeah.
How do you fuck that up?
It's the only impressive thing about it.
I'm saying it's hard to do. You can't do it on purpose. No. That's what makes it like you couldn't do this.
It's a level of
by mistake.
It's a level of inadequacy that I just.
A level of genius that's only bred from deliriousness.
Well, because either way, if something's extremely great intentionally, like the probability is low of it happening. And now if something is extremely bad unintentionally, the probability is low. Like you can't intentionally do this. So this is like this is a very improbable phenomena we just witnessed.
He caught lightning in a
phenomena.
Bottle.
Phenomena. What is that?
Something like a phenomena, baby. Something like a phenomena, baby.
Phenomena.
Going through my mind. All the while I think of you. Get high, baby. Get high, baby. Get high, baby. And don't ever come down.
Woo!
Yeah. Bass. Last episode, dude. What did we do last episode? It was good though. I don't remember. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? This movie sucked.
It was bad. Like bad.
Fuck, man. I just wish the last third was as bad as good as the first two parts now.
Yeah.
But you're right, dude.
The difference with something like this in the gallows is like I'm not even mad about this though. It's just boring. It's like I'm not even mad.
You can't be gallows mad at this because it's well, like
you also can't be mad at a child. For doing things in a child.
Something like the gallows. Like, the gallows reeks of like cynicism, not just incompetence. It's yeah. like they actually actively hate people and think people are stupid, and they're right. They're like, people are dumb. They'll fucking come out in droves yep. to see this, and fuck them.
Yeah.
And Danzig worked. Danzig's just like,
He's just misled. He just thinks this is good.
Yeah, I got mad at the gallows because they questioned my intelligence. This yeah. is just again. It's like
Danzig just proved his own intelligence.
Well, it's like you can't get mad at a dog for shitting on the floor if you don't let him. It's like yeah. everyone, nobody, everyone. It's somebody should have told Danzig.
No, we didn't let Danzig out.
Nobody left. The equivalent of letting your dog out to go to the bathroom is telling Danzig, "No, you can't make movies."
Who didn't take Danzig for a walk?
His cats.
Damn, sucker.
Shit. Yep. I don't know. Kitty litter's expensive. He thought he was going to make a coin on this. He didn't.
Shit, man. What do you think the budget on this motherfucker was?
I wonder if we can find out.
Let's see.
Gorillions of dollars?
Dude,
I'm
going to
say 10,000. I'm just going to go there.
Because I'm guessing he had a lot of these props already.
You don't think
he
can pony up a milli for this?
I think it's got to be more than 10,000.
It's got to be more than 10,000.
Clerks was made with like $7,000, and it's a way better movie than
this. But that's not.
I mean, the battery was
made. The room was made, the battery,
an actual good movie.
The room was $7 million. Where the fuck is that on the screen?
Holy shit. $1 million.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, wait, no, that's a box office. No, but that budget. Budget, $1 million. Really? So there's no way that's the box office.
I mean, for being $1 million, like
that's estimated.
That's wasted money. that's a mistake.
That's just a pale.
That's
the crew. A mistake.
That's all titty eyes, dude. They spent all their budget on Goro and titty eyes.
Those titty eyes.
And then
didn't
like
even
halfway
move.
Through, they're like, dude, we've run out of money. Ah, stripper. Willow, but with like a bloodbath. And then like spend time there. Like, no, really focus dude. On that. Focus on that bloodbath. Please.
Like I'm scrolling, like there is so many people who worked on this. There's like,
this is a good line here. The best bad movies exist at the intersection between passion and incompetence.
There's like,
yes,
30 to 40 people who acted in this movie.
God damn.
It was produced by 7 different people. And then there's just like a whole laundry list of people who worked on this. A bunch of special effects people, visual effects people. Yeah.
Kansas Bowling.
That is crazy. Oh, they actually had wardrobe supervisors and assistants. They didn't just get this at Strippers or Us.
Young peasant girl.
Yeah, I bet most of these people have like
Could you guys name me the character of the first segment? French girl.
Dejet.
That's her fucking name.
That's her name.
Right. And remember, it has like a title card, Dejet, the spider or something, the white spider. Remember?
The albino spider of Dejet.
Yes.
Okay. That was Scott Hopkins, by the way.
Let's see some of these names. We got Dejet. We got Mystery Girl. We got Drukija, Morella, the albino spider, Sergeant Anders, Sheska, Young Pretty Girl, Blonde Girl, News Anchor, Prostitute, Struggling Woman, Ponytail Dancer. He didn't even give these people a name. Iron Cross Dancer, Blonde Hooker, Attractive Girl.
A quote from a Q&A that he gave during the showing is, "We didn't have the budget to tell the story of how she got the eyeballs on her boobs."
Well, then why? Why put it in there at all?
Don't look at me.
Cut out that final fucking slog of a of
yeah,
a short.
Dude. And those cops are like, "Holy shit, she's got eyes on her tits." What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is a motherfucker of a movie. I mean, I guess watch it. I don't know.
No, if you're into movie, you know, cult films or movies that are so historically bad films, this kind of is a must watch in my opinion. Honestly. You got it. If you're a completist, like if you watch Ed Wood movies.
A completist of what?
Well, of watching horrible movies.
Oh, I thought you meant of like Danzig.
No, if you like Ed Wood shit, if you grew up watching Mystery Science Theater and you still, you know, like, yeah. I laughed a lot at some of this shit, dude.
Diane Foster was in one of Danzig's videos for the song Last Ride.
Oh, that was a long ass time ago, too.
2017.
That's what I mean. Last like ride. Watching a movie.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different song.
Watching a movie like this, what the best fucking byproduct of it is that when you watch other films, like you just realize how good they are. Like how fucking much thought and care goes into making a film. Like you just mentioned earlier, George, like about The Fanatic. Like The Fanatic looks like just phenomenally competent compared to this.
Phenomenal fanatic.
Hey,
fuck. Yeah. No.
You want more alliteration or what?
No, I want this episode to end. So, Who Goes Your Podcast has watched Veronica. Don't watch it. Don't see it.
Watch it.
Don't
unless
say
you,
it.
Unless you want to, though.
Don't
I mean,
think it. Don't say it.
And if you do, watch it in a group. Like, make a party out of it. Like, definitely make a party out of it. Like, I actually... Like I kind of like what Matt said, where I kind of want to watch it again, but I want to watch it with a group of people.
If you watch it by yourself, you might die.
Well, no, you won't die. I'll just fall asleep.
No, I want to. Come on, man.
And then a spider will come out and grab your
no,
face.
Contessa, and... No, Contessa, no. Oh, Contessa. No, Contessa, please.
And what did she call? What did she call her? What was the servant's name?
Shiska.
That's Shiksa? Yiddish, right?
Shiksa is a non-Jewish girl. So like if you're yeah.
Anywho, that's Who Goes Your Podcast for episode 252. This is we just watched Fanatic. Next week is Invisible Person. We don't want to assume his gender. Person.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Invisible Man. Bye.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.